Okay, one more time. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tesvav, Ata Einai, Yihyu Pisuchos. Hashem is speaking to Shlomo. Hashem comes, appears to Shlomo HaMelech in a dream. It doesn't say, actually, it does not say a dream. That's an interesting point. When this vision begins, Pasuk Yedbeis, Vayero Hashem El Shlomo Baloilo. How did Hashem appear to Shlomo? Was it through a dream? Or was it through a... There are 10 different expressions of visions, of prophecies. Here there's none of the above. So it's not exactly clear. So I guess it's assumed that Hashem appeared to him in a dream. Chazoin halayel, chazoin is a vision. So is a vision called a dream? Is it a dream or is it a... prophecy. So Chazal say Yeshayo, he said prophecy like Moshe, he was awake. There are different types of prophecy. There's some, most prophets, they had a revelation, had a vision when they were sleeping, when they were in a state of, they were not conscious. And here, Yeshayo, he was awake. So here it doesn't say, just as Balayla, it's not exactly clear, and what we don't, not familiar with different types of prophecy. He was referring to Pasta Zavata in Hashem is speak. Yeah. Prior to Chazal, they
graduated beyond Chazal.
No, so they say Chazon is what is. What exactly is the difference between a Chazon and between a Mare? Yecheskel it says a Mare. It was a vision. What's a Mare? What's a Chazon? I don't know. There are different levels of prophecy. Yeshayah, Chazal say, was on a very high level, almost if not equivalent to Moshe. There are many parallels between Moshe's level of prophecy and Yeshayah's level of prophecy. On the other hand, we know Shlomo and Moshe, Lishlomo, are the same letters as Moshe. We discussed many times that the hero of Shlomo was Moshe. There are similarities. I just want to make another point. I don't know the significance. It does not say any expression.
Yeah. Rabbanel makes the point. Yeah. If you see all the Tayasar, each one, like every three or so, has a different title.
Different, uh-huh.
At the end is Masod, Shubyad Malachi, is the lowest level already. It's getting lower
and lower. The Madrega is going.
The only exception is Obadiah, because Chazon is a very
high level of revision.
And as it goes down and down, Masod, it really was a burden to them.
They couldn't handle it. It was a Masod, a burden. It was too hard for them to deal with.
It's a long speech he has to.
Okay. But just an interesting point to take note of, that here there is no mention of any specific word. It just says Hashem appeared to Shlomo Baloila. When it comes to Avimelech in the Torah, go back to the Torah. Hashem appears to Avimelech in the Chaloim, in the vision. I don't remember the exact expression. It's interesting to study, to see all the different expressions, how Hashem appears to different people throughout. We don't generally associate Shlomo as a Navi. That's not our...
It's not counted.
Right, but obviously Shlomo came much before all of these other prophets. Not much before, but I mean, 200 years.
There's Chokmah and there's Nevuah. There are two different functions.
Well, author David wrote Sefer Tehillim, which is part of Ksuvim, but part of David. Obviously, there are sections of Sefer Tehillim, like Shir HaStav, that appear in Sefer Shmuel, that have the status of Nevuah.
Does it say somewhere that Shir Hashim was a Nevuah?
Shir Hashim can't be a Nevuah because Shir Hashim is part of Ksuvim. So it can't be a Nevuah. It has to be Ruach HaKodesh. Anything that's in Ksuvim is automatically not in the category of Nevuah. Shir HaStavid is a very long section, very end of Sefer Shmuel. Almost a whole perek. That appears kemat word for word in Tehillim. There are a few small differences. Magdil, Migdal, a few little differences. And we learn from Shmuel, we learn Shiras David and Haftar Parashas Hazinu, when it's not Shabbos Shuva. And we also learn it also Shvi Yishol Pesach. So we learn from Avi, we learn from Nevim. That has the status of a prophecy, but yet it appears in Sefer Ksuvim. So there are different levels, different types of the nuances. Some are Nevuah, some are Ksuvim, but I just want to make that point here. We don't have any specific word for Shlomo. Pasuk, so Hashem is speaking, and Hashem says, do not worry, ato now, Einai, my eyes, you psuchos, my eyes will be open, the oznai kashuvos, my ears will carefully listen, will hearken, l'tila samokim hazeh, I will grant your request, this mokim will be kibesi, base tefillin, Tfilah L'chol Ho'amim. It will be a place where I will listen to the tefillahs that will come forward here. V'yato now, b'charti v'kdashti esabayis hazeh, I have selected, and I have sanctified, esabayis hazeh, liyo shmi sham, ad olam, my name will rest upon this place, ad olam, v'hoyu einai v'livi sham kol hayom, and my eyes and heart will be there kol hayomim. Now, I have to tell you an incredible vart that I heard. It made such an impact on me. I heard this from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. He was speaking at Rabbi Blech's 80th birthday. There was an event in Yeshiva University in honor of Rabbi J.J. Blech. Rabbi Blech. His name, what? No, not J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Blech. Rabbi Blech is a very, very prominent Rav, very prominent Mechanech. Very proud of Mechanech, and he's very close to Rabbi J.J. Schachter. And Rabbi J.J. Schachter was the keynote speaker, and he said an incredible vart, which he said, Yaakov Avinu, when he comes to get the brachos from Esav, I'm sorry, when he comes to steal the brachos, to use that word loosely, from Yitzchak, to take away the brachos that Yitzchak was planning to give to Esav, so Rivka says, I'm sorry, my son, you're going to have to go in disguise. We're going to have to dress you up. You're going to have to put on the seirizim. You're going to have to put on some seirizim on your arms. And you're going to have to make believe that you're Esav. And when your father says to you, are you Esav? You have to respond. And Yaakov had no choice but to play along, in this whole game and make believe that he indeed was Esav. In fact, it's very shocking. Yitzchak says to him, are you my son Esav? Anoichi Esav b'chorecha. He actually says, okay, so we know Rashi put a comma, Anoichi Esav b'chorecha. When you land, you put a pause, do you pause between Anoichi and Esav b'chorecha?
15 years.
Okay, so I once heard a Bal Kore. I did hear once a Bal Kore. He made a very significant pause. Onoichi Esav b'chorecha. Like Rashi, okay, Imam the Bal Kore.
I don't pause.
Like Rashi, I once heard a Bal Kore. He asked the Gadol, certain Gadol. He asked him when I lay in Rashi, has two perushim. On the Shabbi Mechavim, like the first parish of Rashi, like the second parish of Rashi. Okay, you have some very high class Bali Kriya. In any event, he goes through the charade, he puts on the goat skins, and he says, Elohi Esav b'chorecha. But there's one very shocking statement. When Yitzchak says to Yaakov in disguise, why did you come so fast? How could it be that you're here so quickly? So he says, Ki hikra Hashem, will cry me on the path, Ki hikra akecha lefonoi, l'fonoi. Ki hikra Hashem caused, Hashem brought about that I
was able to
catch the animal and make the preparations and done very quickly. So the question is, Yaakov Avinu knows his brother Esav is no tzaddikah. And it's certainly not the derech. We have a right to assume. You can say what you want to say, but I think the pashtus is you have a right to assume that Esav was, Shem Hashem was not shogor b'fiv Esav. Esav was a murderer. Yes, how could it be? He's saying the Shem Hashem? What's going on? Esav was not the one to say, Ki hikra Hashem elokecha lefonoi. All of a sudden, Yaakov says, Hikra Hashem elokecha lefonoi. He's jeopardizing the mission. He's jeopardizing. He's gone to such extremes to pull this off. And now he's saying something which is going to expose the whole charade. Why would he do this? You got to play the part. You know, when you go, I'm assuming you go, CIA sends you out. They prepare you really well. They you know, they train you. You have to know all the lies. You got to know, you got to live and feel. You go undercover.
You have to have your story.
You got to go undercover. You got to know how to... So what's going on? So J.J. Schachter said, I don't know if it's his answer, I think maybe quote his father, I'm not exactly sure he said the answer from him, he said something amazing. What Yaakov Avinu was doing is a similar for all of us, that in life, unfortunately, in Klal Yisrael, there are times we have to make compromises on our principles. I mean, it's hard to say, but that's the mitzvah. We live in a non-Jewish world, we live with Esav, we live with Umos HaOlam, with Yishmael. It's not always able to live an idealistic life. At times, we have to make compromises. Yaakov Avinu, he's going before his father to get the brachas. The goal is very great, but he has to get dressed up in goat skins. He has to lie a little bit. Anochi Esa Bicharecha. He has a comma here and there. Okay, it's a very tragic thing, but there's one thing you never ever compromise on. You never compromise on the Shem Hashem, no matter what. Even if you'll lose everything. And if Yaakov Avinu is a person who represents Ki Hikre Hashem Elokecha Lefonoi, if this is his essence, that Hashem Elokecha has prepared, has brought about this situation where I'm able to present you with the Matmanim in this way, this is the essence of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov may have to compromise in other matters in life, in the goatskins and Anochi, but not the Shem Hashem, at any cost. And that is a Musar Haskel for us throughout all the generations. Even if you have no choice, Meshanim b'nei darkei shalom, it's a very dangerous thing to make compromises. I'm not going into that. It's extremely dangerous. But one thing you never compromise on is the Shem Hashem. Don't pervert the Shem Hashem. Ki hikre Hashem elokecha lefonai at any cost. At any cost. This is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the makom that the Shem Hashem v'ata v'hayu libi v'einai what's the pasuk of Tzav? V'ata b'chat HaMikdash is habayis hazeh liyo shemi sham ad oilam. The Beis HaMikdash is the place of the Shem Hashem. There's no compromise. This is it. This is the real deal. And we have to be extremely careful. V'hayu einai v'libi sham kol hayamim. This thing that in the kinos on Tisha B'Av. So in the kinos of the Asahru Gimalchus, when they brought Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol and they flayed his skin, he was quiet. Everything was fine. I mean, he was able to be saved all the Yisurim. When did he shake? When did the whole world quake? When they came to flay the Mekoyim HaTzvillin. Why did the whole world shudder when they flayed the Mekoyim HaTzvillin? Because the tefillin represents Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yadu Mineka. It's the Shem Hashem. Everything in this world, okay, it's not so important. You wanna torture me, you wanna take away what I have, you can take away. But the Shem Hashem, even Yaakov was willing to lose everything, not to compromise in the Shem Hashem. And what the Tfilim Shel Rosh represent to the Umos Ha'olam, Kishem Hashem Nikolach V'yadu Mineka, that is no compromise, and that's why that's the highlight of the Kina of the world shook when the Hegmon tampered with the Mekoyim HaTfilim, the Mekoyim of Kishem Hashem Nikolach V'yadu Mineka. Okay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'atah, now Hashem says to Shlomo Melech, everything is conditional. Okay, there's an escape clause. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is not bound to give us what we want unless we do our part. And Hashem makes it very clear here. V'atan, you, don't get carried away. Imtelich lefonai, if you'll go before me, you'll follow me in my ways. Kasher holach David avicha, like your father David as followed. V'lasos g'chol asher tzivisicha, v'chukai u'mishpotai tishmar, if you'll do, you'll follow in the ways of your father. To be observant in all the mitzvot I've commanded you, v'hakimosi, and I will establish es kisei malchusecha. Then and only then, when you fulfill your part of the deal and you are loyal to my ways, then I will establish kisei malchusecha kasher korati l'David avicha, like I have established with David your father. Leimar lo yikares l'cha ish moishel b'Yisrael, like I told your father, it will not be cut off from your family a ruler in Yisrael. The malchus will always come from your family. The only thing Hashem promised Yaakov is Lo Yosor Shevet Mi Yehuda, but Yehuda can be any family in Chelin Yehuda. David earned the right that in the entire Shevet Yehuda it will be his family, Zera Shel David. And Hashem is telling him that this condition will only be fulfilled if you are loyal to the ways of your father. If you're not loyal to the ways of your father, then the Malchus will be taken away from you, will be given to other members of Yehuda. And we know how the story of Hanukkah is sad in that it came about through the Chashmonaim, Shevet Levi, who who was the Malchus? Who were the Moshalim? The Moshalim was the Chashmonaim, Shevet Levi, the Kohanim. They took over the leadership roles in Klal Yisrael when it was not really theirs. It was permitted. It was Hayroa Shad. There was no one in Shevet Yehuda at that time that was able to do so, but it should have been returned. Some learned that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is very critical of the Chashmonaim, that they did not return the Malchus, the Shevet Yehuda, when the time came. Someone learned that's why he did not devote a Masechta. There's no Masechta Chanukah. There's a Masechta Megillah for Purim, but there's no Masechta for Chanukah, because there was something lacking in the miracle of Chanukah, and that it did not come through the leadership of Shevet Yehuda, like it says in this Pasuk. This Pasuk, there's a sadness to Chanukah. Chanukah has something that's a very important point. There's something lacking in Chanukah, that it was a miracle, but not through the Malchus of David, Zera David. Fine. Okay. Pasuk Yud Tes.
The Im Tishu. Doesn't necessarily mean that there will always be a reigning king.
Yeah.
That the kingship, regardless of the breaks, like of the last couple of thousand years, regardless of the breaks, it still belongs to.
But there's a difference between the belonging and their being active. So Lo Yashrem Yehuda means it's a bracha that they'll always be active in leading, practically speaking, not just theoretically. They're there. Okay. I accept. Okay, Pasuk Yitaz Vim Teshuv Natem. Now Hashem says to Shlomo. Now Hashem says to Shlomo. Vim Teshuvun Atem. Now comes the severe warning. If you backslide, you withdraw from serving me, and you will go, you'll bow down to the idols, you'll worship idols, and you'll bow down. Two different levels. There's one thing of worshiping, and there's another thing of bowing down. Sometimes a person's yetzar takes over a little bit. You can't control yourself. Ad kadei kach, you have to go and bow all the way down. That's already gone beyond what was necessary. Une sashtim. So here's a very powerful word. I will shatter. Une sashtim, according to the Mitzvotasim, means akira, to uproot. Kamo lin sesh velintates. Lintates means to shatter. In Yirmiyah, same idea. Une sashtim. I will uproot you. Okay, we'll leave with that translation. May al admasi. What does the Targum say? Pasuk chav. How do they translate? Va'atal tilinun. So that's a very interesting. That means I will pick you up. Tiltal. Tiltal means to move you. I will move you. I will exile you. So hold this a little. To move you, it's a different connotation. The Targum has a different connotation than the way that when the Metzudas translates with the uproot. I'll pull you out of the ground. But here it's more than that. I'm going to take you from place to place. This bais which I sanctified for my name, Ashlich, I will cast, I will have no significance in my eyes, will be cast from before my presence. And these are very scary expressions. L'mashov l'shnino means that when anyone will want to give a curse to their friend, let's say some nomad in Afghanistan will say to his friend, you should be cursed. One tribe will curse another tribe, so they'll use Yerushalayim as an example. Just like we say about Stom Vamora, when we say, you better behave yourself, because if you don't behave yourself, it's going to turn into Stom Vamora. Ashabach Hashem Gofres for Eish. People will use Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash as a moshel, as a proverb, as a metaphor that should happen to you, just like what happened to the city of Yerushalayim. Bil moshel v'lishnina. V'lishnina means, it's not, I don't have a really good translation. I don't have the English in front of me. Everyone, according to the Mitzvah, it says, Inyan hasmodas hadovar. Repetition.
Like
Vishnanon. Vishinantam levonecha. You shall teach diligently to your children. People will use it as a very clear, it's another word for moshel. Moshel, it's a teaching. It will be a metaphor, a proverb, and a teaching. People will use what happened to Yerushalayim as a source material, as an example.
Yes.
As an example, so Lashanina, the word example is not a good translation for Lashanina, but it means as a A lesson, okay. A lesson. That's that sounds really good. A lesson for b'chol ha'amim. The whole world will use you, the Chorban of Yerushalayim, as a lesson for behavior. Right. So same translation over there. Moshal shlin b'chol ha'amim. That this is a very severe warning. Pasuk avav v'bayis asher shahoya elyon. That this bayis asher hoya elyon, that was in the past elyon, elevated, distinguished. L'chol oiver olav. Any, everyone that would come and visit, they were inspired that this is the highest place in the world. Yishoyim will become desolate. The Omar, they will say, they'll say in shock, Bame os Hashem kocha, oretz hazos labayis hazeh. Why did Hashem destroy, do what he did to this land and to this bayis? Now, before we go further, this is something which is discussed by virtually all the Mefarshim, that the difference between Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei Hayamim. The same exact pasuk appears there in Hashem's response to Shlomo's Tfilah, but there it says, Asher Yihye Elyoin, in the future tense. The Abayis Hazeh Asher Yihye Elyoin. And here it says, Abayis Hazeh Asher Hoya Elyoin, in the past tense. And this just is simple answer. This goes back to what we said yesterday. This is the fundamental difference between Melachim and Divrei Hayamim. Melachim is prophecy. Divrei Hayamim is Ruach HaKodesh. And the difference between prophecy and Ruach HaKodesh is prophecy has a tilt, has a slant, not just what's happening now, what's going to be in the future. A prophet sees the future. He's giving you a vision of what's going to be. Why he sees visions, future. Ruach HaKodesh is not necessarily visions or what's going to be. It's a statement, it's a matter of fact. It's very great insight. It's through holy Ruach HaKodesh. It's not something the average person can do. You need a special Kedusha. But it's not the future. Memela, that comes down in a very powerful way here in this one pasuk, in Sefer Melachim, Hashem is revealing in between the lines that this bayis that's in front of us now is going to be Yihye Elyon. There's a lot of good that's yet to come. At that time, that point in time when Shlomo was speaking, when Hashem was speaking, the bayis was just built. It was only either, we learned yesterday different interpretations, either this dream happened, came to Shlomo immediately at the time of the Chanukah Sabayis, or it took place years later when he finished building his palace, only a few years later. But there were more tomorrows than yesterdays when the vision was said, so it was Yihye. Here, we're looking back, in Divrei Hayamim, it's a record of what has happened in the past, so it is, we don't have that future outlook, and that's why it says, Hoya Elyon will be destroyed. Pasuk Chaf Beis, the response will be, well, people will ask, why did it happen? V'yamun, they'll say, Allah she'ozu es Hashem, because they abandoned Hashem, Elokei avoseihem, the God of their forefathers, Asher hoyitzi'om me'eretz Mitzrayim. Here's one of the first references we have to Eretz Mitzrayim in this vision. Hashem, when Hashem's response, when Shlomo was mispalta kodesh baruch hu, I do not believe he ever made mention of Mitzrayim. It's very interesting. Hashem, Shlomo just says, we've done all these great things. Shlomo was looking towards the future. He wasn't focusing on Mitzrayim. And here when Hashem responds, Hashem says, he makes mention that they've abandoned the God of their forefathers, Asher Hotzion Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayachaziku be'eluhim achedim, they took hold of other gods, vayishtach v'lohem, vayavdum, they worshiped them, alkein, therefore, the response will be, hevi aleihem eitz kol horo'o hazos, that's why this terrible thing has happened. Okay, so that concludes this parak. Let's quickly go through the Metusah Pasuk from Pasuk Tes Vav to the end, and there's a few Rashis. Pasuk Tes Vav in the Metsudos David, till the tefillah samakim hazeh, what? Till the tefillah samakim hazeh, el hatilah sheyisvav makim hazeh. Hashem says to Shlomo, yes, I will listen for here on in to the prayers that will be directed through this makim. Ad olam lo eshe oit shchinasi b'makim acher. That goes back to the thing we said so many times. El gibas manote el hamenucha v'el hanachala. That's it. This is the end. We're not going anywhere else. And the male of the Bamos are Mikanul Haba Osar. Eini Velibi Tilema Hashko Chasi. My eyes and heart. There are two things that Hashem uses to pay attention. It's metaphorical, obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Gashmi. But the metaphor is my eyes and heart. My hashkocha will be upon this mokim. V'hakimoisi, Pasik Yudches, and the Metzudas David, Liyos Miskayim Liyolim Lizaruch HaChemech, and this Makkah will be established for your children forever. L'chor V'etzorim Lizaruch, to your children, Atem Al Yisrael B'cholim Yomar, the Klal Yisrael, and if you don't pay attention, if you don't behave in Ashlich, I'm going to throw away, I'm going to cast off this Makkah from my presence. Ratzol Yomar, Emohi Spam, I will detest this makam. L'mashol, if you do not behave, I will destroy this makam, and to the whole world, this makam, this land, and this place will be a mashal, a proverb. Mechurban habayis yoviu l'mashol al churbanos acheros. People will say that if you don't behave, you'll be destroyed, just like Yerushalayim was destroyed. The same way we refer to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hoye Elyon, Shahoye Koydim Achorban Elyon, before the Churban, it was the past Elyon Demala, L'chol Enei Ha'ever, Olav Ata, B'churbanim Yosum Kol Echon, Al Goydil Ha'churban, everyone's going to be in astonishment on the enormity of the Churban. The greater you are, the lower the greater the fall is. Baneh bavur ma, okay. Bavur ma, okay. Pasuk habeis yomru hameshivim yomru. The people that respond to this question will answer. You know why this happened? Hevi Hashem lokav v'sim homo l'malo, because they have abandoned Hashem's ways. Okay, let's see. Rashi pasuk tesvav in that vicinity. In the Rashi, starts with pasuk tezayin. V'hoyu eni v'libi targum yonis son v'tish shchinas yishar yebei. So the Targum learns eni v'libi means my shchina im re. Re'oisi ubeinechem im targum im re'usi misavda, my will. Re'usi means my will misavda tamon kol yomaya. V'hoyu eini sham im libi v'chefsi sham. So, according to the Targum, it's not like the Targum is obviously more midrashic, not like the Mitzudos. Eini v'libi does not mean my hashkocha, my providence, my divine providence, but it means my actual shechina. It's not necessarily the same. Maybe it is. You want to say that the hashkocha pratis, hashkocha, is the shechina? I don't know. It's a tough core. How do you differentiate? But what exactly the shechina is? That's not exactly tangible. But the Targum says, it's a very interesting Targum, eini v'libi means the shechina will rest there if my will, my ru'usi, my will, misavda, will be performed tamon over there, kol yamaya, all the days. Okay. And we know that the Ramban, the famous Yisraelistic Ramban, the chilek, the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael, we said this many times, the mile of living in Eretz Yisrael is, it's a place where midah keneged midah happens very quickly. In Chutz Li'aretz, midah keneged midah takes time. It's slow. And therefore, by the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon a person a reward, or Rachmana Litzlan, a punishment, it's sometimes in Chutz Li'aretz very hard to connect the dots. Why did I receive this reward? Why did this happen to me? So a person doesn't remember, 20 years ago you did this and this. Don't you see the midah keneged midah? Well, 20 years is a long time. It's not so easy to see the midah keneged midah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's an accelerated pace. Things happen very quickly. That's what the Ramban says. This Ramban says, and therefore, that you sense the hashkacha in Eretz Yisrael much more than you sense the hashkacha in Chutz Li'aretz because of the accelerated degree of midah keneged midah, and that's a very big milah. That wakes up a person to behave themselves. You don't let your life you live your whole life slide by, and before you wake up, like, what happened over here? You're not, you don't work on yourself. When you see punishment and reward right in front of you every single day, you live a different life. You live a holier life where you're inspired to serve Hashem with much more intensity, much more sincerity. Okay, pasuk, the next pasuk in Rashi. The next Rashi is Pasuk Chaf Ashlich Me'alponai Kitnai She Beini B'neichem. This is a Tanai. This is a condition between me and you. In Tishmuli Manemar V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashech. Like it says in Vayikra that if you're going to listen to me, fine. If not, I will destroy Es Mikdashech. And this basically repeat of what it says in the Toichecha in Parshas Bichu Koisai. The etna l'mashal l'shnina ke'inyin shemayshlo mashal al mi she'ira le'davar pega, like the people who make the mashalim, the parables, the people like to make these mashalim. analogy was, what's the magid? The dub the magid. The dub the magid. All of the mashal. People who like to make mashalim will make use of the chortam yishlaim as a mashal l'shrin l'kamoy v'shnam l'vanecha. Well, l'shrin is a lesson. V'shnam l'vanecha v'sachaninun l'loshon sipur ros. Targum translated Vishinantam Visachaninun Lushan Siporos Vikhain Targum Isaper Visaper the Eshtoi Ulushui. It means to discuss. To discuss and to relate. The word you gave was an excellent word, a lesson. It will be a lesson for the world. What will happen? Anyone will be astonished. Pasuk of Aleph says, any person that passes L'chol oiver olav yishoyim will be astonished at the churbin. Kolaymar yichodef habayis, the bayis will be destroyed. V'os kol oiver olav yishoyim will be astonished. K'mo al yoimo pasuk in Iyav where that word is used. Yishoyimu acharoinim, the later ones will be astonished at what happened in this place. B'me os Hashem k'mo al me'a os Hashem kocha, and the varm in parashas netzavim, you have the same exact expression, v'chein k'siv, in Malachim, the same exact thing in Malachim. This pasuk is just a paraphrase for what it says in Sefer in Malachim. Okay, now we begin Perek Ches. Okay, Perek Ches. V'yihi mikeitz es shem shana. It was at the end of 20 years. Asher b'ne shlomo, yes? What?
An appropriate week.
Miketz. Oh, Miketz. Okay, very good. So here in Sashna Saimyam, very good. It's after 20 years. Shabbat Shalom is space. Hashem is space. So here we're going fast forward 20 years later. Yes, we skipped the whole. We skipped all the activity of Shlomo building his house, building his house. Okay, we're not mentioning Malchus Shiva. Okay, there were a lot of things that indeed happened in this period of time. Okay, maybe we'll come back to. I'm not really prepared. I'm not really prepared that much, so we'll come back to fill in some of the things that are missing. Hopefully, Mir Tashem next time. But let's just see a few psukim ahead. See what's going. What happens here? V'imikach Hashem Shana Hashem Bonu Shlomo Espeis Hashem Yespeis. So v'heor Hashem Nosan Chudam L'Shlomo Bonu Shlomo Osam Vayosh Hashem Espnei Yisrael. So here we have cities. Now there's a whole dialogue between Churam. Churam was the king of Tsar, and the king of Tsar was the one that provided all of the supplies for two things. Number one, for Shlomo, for the Beis HaMikdash, and also for Shlomo's palace. He also supplied workers, skilled craftsmen, and he supplied also the master craftsman Churam. The master craftsman had the same name as the king of Tsar. Maybe it was a popular, people like to have a, you like the president, so you call your children Obama. Barack, you call your children, whatever. That's what it appears. It appears that the king's name was Churam. People call their children by the king's name. And the master craftsman, by coincidence, had the same name as the king Tsar. He was provided by the king, and therefore Shlomo sent gifts. Now let's just read a few psukim, and we'll look at the Mesuzah and Rashi, because there's a lot of things that have to be filled, some details that have to be filled in. So the one with Tapas Beis, the Arma Shal Nosan Shchurim L'Shlomo, Bona Shlomo Osam, the seeds which Shchurim gave back to Shlomo. That means he gave back. What happened was Shlomo sent a gift to Churam. He sent him a gift, thanking him for all of his service. So Churam did not like the gift. The cities that he went personally to survey, the cities, he gave cities. And today, what do you give a king? You give money? You don't need money. You're gonna give a couple of CDs, American culture, to the Queen of England? You don't need this. You want to give a gift? You give a city. Here, you want it? You could have Washington D.C. You could have the whole country. You could have all of these cities. It's yours. You could have New York City. I give you a gift. This is what you want. So Churam came down to look at the cities that were given, and he didn't like it. He said, you can have it back. Take it back. So Shlomo took it back. He took it back, and he built it up for himself. He inhabited there Bnei Yisrael. Let's just go a few psukim, we'll come back and explain. Vayelech Shlomo Chamas Tzova. Shlomo went to Chamas Tzova. Chamas Tzova is the name of a place. And he conquered he conquered it.
It's in Syria.
Tsova, Aram Tsova, it's in the north.
Aram,
it's a part of the, there's many Tsovas. Tsova, the Tsova is a general region, and there are many different districts in Tsova. So Shlomo was machzik in Hamas Tsova. We know that David was machzik in Aram Tsova. And there's a question, does it have the status of Eretz Yisrael? It was Kibush Yochi, that was David's Aram Tsova. Hamas Tsova appears, it's not clear if it had the status of Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's not clear. Let's put that aside for the moment. Hamas Tsova, Yechzak Olechem, Pasuk Dal, even as Tad Mor, Bamidbar. This is very important because this really fits into Hanukkah. We'll see the Rashi in a moment. He built the city Tadmor Bamidbar, the Iskol Orehan Misgenos, all of the storage cities, Asher Bona Bahamas, Besar, and all which he built in the city Hamas. Vayivne Space Choron, or Elyon, another location, via Space Choron, Atachton, the upper Choron and the lower Choron, Ore Motsar, fortified cities, Choymos, Tulsan Muriach, fortification, these three words in explanation, they had walls, they had doors, and they had bars. They had crossbars to secure the doors. Vias Balos, more cities, Vias Kol Orehan Miskinos, all of the storage cities of Shahoyu Lushlomo, Vias Kol Ore Harechev, all of the cities where they store the chariots, Vias Ore HaParash and the horsemen, Vias Kol Cheshech Shlomo, all of his desires, Asher Choshech Livnos B'Yerushalayim U'Valvonon, what he built in Yerushalayim U'Valvonon and Levonon, that was another area near Yerushalayim, U'Vachol Eretz Memshalt, and all of his, the lands that were under his control. Pasuk Zayin, Chol Am HaNoisa Menachiti. Now what did he do with all of the leftover people of Canaan? You have to drive out the members of Canaan. So here, V'Chol Am HaNoisa Menachiti, V'Huemari, V'Aprizi, V'Achiv, V'Hivusi, here are the five, the Canaanite nations, Chivi, Amori, Prizi, Chivi, and Hivusi. It's a five of the seven. Asher lo Yisrael hema min bineihem. Asher lo Yisrael achareihem ba'aret. Asher lo chilum bnei Yisrael, which they did not chilum means finish off bnei Yisrael. Vayaleim Shlomo lemas. He conscripted them. They were forced in his service to serve as to give tribute. And then their tribute was to serve as slaves. Ad Hayom Hazeh. That is a very big question. Why didn't they not conquer? Weren't they mechuyev to conquer to drive them out? How were they allowed to stay? That's a very big topic of discussion. Hashem said that you're not allowed to let, you have to wipe out all members of the seven nations of Canaan. How were these people allowed to stay? So some say that they were Megayer, not Megayer, and they became a Ger Toshav. There are certain rules that you don't have to necessarily wipe out every single living person. If they agree to abide by the laws of the land and observe the Sheva Mitzvah Noyach, then you are allowed to keep them. Others say that they were just too powerful. They were too mighty, and Klal Yisrael did not have the koach, the strength to actually obliterate these people. The best they can do was they can force them, I guess, to sanctions. They can starve them out until they would at least behave themselves in the land. Others say that these people they escaped. There were small little pockets of survivors that escaped in the time of David and before, and now in the time of Shlomo, they reorganized and the Klal Yisrael fought. Like, you know, every time you call an exterminator and you try to clean out the rodents, and then you discover, you know, we didn't exactly do a good job. Same thing. Klal Yisrael, they thought they fulfilled the requirements, they cleaned out the land, and then the time of Shlomo, he realized it's not so. There were pockets of survivors. People who fooled us or survived, and the best he was able to at that point in time was to go and force them into his service. Pasuk Tes, min bnei Yisrael asher lo nasan shlomo la'avodim l'melachtoi, and from the bnei Yisrael asher lo nasan shlomo la'avodim l'melachtoi, ki heima anshei melchama v'sari shlishav, and the officers of his captains, v'sari richbo, and the officers of his chariots, u'farashav, and the other members of Klal Yisrael, that serve Shlomo in different capacities. Okay, let's take a look at all these, the Mitzudos and Rashi, some of the ideas presented here, starting from Pasuk Aleph and the Mitzudos Dov, very quickly. Asher Bana, Ratzalay Masher Hishlam Mabinyan. It was 20 years after he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo went to conquer other lands. Shlomo, after 20 years, after settling the land, he now went to war to expand the malchus. The ha'adim, Ratzalaymar v'yachas shabon ha'adim, the sitz v'yeshev sham, v'loch malch, v'loihuska min ha'arim, v'shnasim chiyam l'shlamo. So here, in the parenthesis, he's telling us that we have a contradiction between what it says, v'loch, what it says, v'shdivayam. And v'loch does not say that any reference that Chiram gave cities to Shlomo. Just the opposite. In Sefer Melachim it says that Shlomo gave cities as a gift to Chiram. So what is going here? So the only way to reconcile the difference is to say that there was an exchange. That in Devei Hayam it's telling us that Shlomo gave cities to Chiram. Chiram rejected the cities. And he didn't need it. And then, at a later point in time, Chiram, due to his love for Klal Yisrael and for Shlomo, gave Shlomo gifts of cities. That's how seemingly the Mitzudos David wants to learn that the contradiction between Sefer Melachim and Sefer Shmuel is the two separate, isolated events. Shlomo gave cities to Chiram, which Chiram rejected. He didn't need them. And later, Chiram gave cities to Shlomo, which Shlomo took. He accepted that, I guess, part of Tsar, all the way up north, and Shlomo accepted and sent some of his people to establish cities and develop that land. Again, as I told you, other Farshim learned differently. They learned that these were the cities, the very same cities which Shlomo gave Chiram. Chiram rejected. Shlomo took them back, and Shlomo himself developed them. The same exact cities. Vayelech achar kol hamaisim, after all of these things, all of the things that Shlomo did, holach lemilchama al Hamas tzeva. After 20 years, and establishing his malchus and building up the cities, he went to Hamas tzeva v'niskar. Alecha v'chiv shari kankeri v'yiv v'achazeh bonet tadmar v'chol orei hamiskenos. He built Tadmon, all of the storage cities. Ki be'oidu bonet ha'beis Hashem u'beisu l'misasek v'zeh. While he was busy building the Beis Hashem palace, he did not conquer. V'yiv, now before we go further, okay, we'll read it for the Rashi, the Talmud. V'yiv is called Beis Charon av shenemar asher she'era mibnos Ephraim. After he built Charon, even though it says Divrei Hayamim Asher She'era Mibnos Ephraim Bonso Ha'arim Ha'im, it says later on that the remnants of Shevet Ephraim built these cities. Ki Tochein Asher Nechavu V'Chazah Shlomo Bonam Oy Shabonam Lios Arei Mivtzar U'Mukof Eschema. There's a contradiction. These cities in the Choron Ho'Elyon and the Choron Tachton, it says later on, were built by Shevet Ephraim. So we have a contradiction. Was it built by Shevet Ephraim, or was it built by Shlomo? So the answer is, there were different tkufos. There was one tkufa that was built by Shevet Ephraim, and it was destroyed, and then Shlomo tried again, and he rebuilt it, and they were established. So just the opposite. Shlomo built it originally, and there was no success. There was some type of war, but battle, and it was destroyed. And then Shevet Ephraim came later on and reconquered it and redeveloped it. So even though we do have a contradiction later on about these cities, it's not a kasha. There were two different periods of time when they were established. Okay, or Oy Shabonim Lios Arei Mivtzar Mukof Eschayim, or Shlomo made them into storage cities, and Shevet Ephraim enhanced it by making them into cities where people live. They further developed the cities. He built other storage cities besides what in Hamas. He took all the Canaanim and he made them into slaves. Lamas Oved. Mas means tribute, give money. Lamas Ovid means you serve with your body. You're my slave. You're my worker. Ani mazer etzlema at kolaisa kol abinyanim. Everything was finished. Umin bnei Yisrael. Retzlema. Aval. So there's a word missing in the pasuk. Aval min bnei Yisrael asher heim asher bnei Yisrael heim asher loy nosan. But from the bnei Yisrael, what did he do with them? The people that were not slaves to Shlomo from the Bnei Yisrael, that were not his servants, they were in charge of his warriors and in charge of his chariots and in charge of his horses. Okay, now let's see. Okay, now let's see the Rashi's Pasuk Aleph. Asher Bonu. Rashi Pasuk Alvi Miketz Eshrim Shana Pisha Miketz Eshrim Shana Shenigmar Kol Abinyan Shal Beis Hashem Sheva Shanim V'Yespeso Yud Gimel Shanim Kidosev V'Molachim. It took him 13 years to build this palace, 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, and 13 years to build this palace. Why? Because he wasn't in a rush. Well, really, that's what it says. He said it wasn't the pshat that he spent more time building the Beis HaMikdash. He paid overtime. He was in a rush. That was one of the very important things that I didn't want to repeat the mistake of his father. That wasn't a mistake, but that was one of the midrashim why Hashem did not allow David to build the Beis HaMikdash, because David first built his palace. And then he said, look at this, I'm living in a palace and Hashem's Shechina is resting in a tent. That's not right. So let me build for you Hashem a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said, very nice, but you know, you're a little bit too late. Too little, too late. You should have thought about me first. You should have built first the Beis HaMikdash, then build your palace. So we'll try again with your son. And indeed, his son did not repeat that mistake. He first built the Beis HaMikdash and then built the palace. Not only did his son not make the mistake in which he built first, the way he built it. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it at an accelerated pace, over time. Whereas when they built his own palace, no emergency. We can take our time. We have plenty of time to... it's not a rush. That also showed that Hashem is Beis HaMikdash is much more important. Okay, let's go further. We're next Rashi. But even the Tadmor b'midbar Kosaf. Now here is a very interesting thing, especially for Hanukkah. Of a Malchim Aleph test, it says Ksiv es Tamur v'Tadmor. The Tad is a Kriv Ksiv. In Sefer Malachim it says Tamur. Here in Pasuk Dalet it says Tadmor, and the Tadmor Karim. But we read it Tadmor. The Zel Shushin b'Yivamis Ein Mekalim Ger Min HaTar Mudim. We don't accept gerim from the Talmudim. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know why not. I'm not sure if the Gemara. Or Bereishis Rabbi Befarish Zakeid Befarish Sheozru. Well, here it says Sheozru L'Soneim Shel Yisrael, because they assisted. They were Shoyim. It was a Knas. They assisted our enemies. L'fi Shemira Atzmam V'Nischalfu L'Rab B'Soif Alkei Nichtab Melachim. And that's in order to make reference to the fact that they were deceitful. That they exchanged, they made believe they're our friends, but they betrayed us. They were traitors to us. That's why it's called Tamur. That's the pshat in the Krivach. So the Krivach Siv is, the real name of the place is called Pasik Dalit is, what is it in Pasik? Tadmar. But that's the real name. But the way it's spelled is Tamur. Tamur, take out the Dalit, and it's spelled why Tamur means to exchange. Exchange is the root of being a traitor. You're a traitor. You make believe that really you're loyal to your country, but the truth is you're selling your country to another country, to your enemy. You're exchanging your loyalty to someone that does not deserve your loyalty. An exchange, Tamur. That's what the Tadmorim were. They were people who became Gerim, or made believe they wanted to join Klal Yisrael. But when Klal Yisrael was under attack, they deceived us and they gave away all the secrets to our enemy. So that's why it's spelled Tamur, and that's why the way it's spelled is Tamur. But we read it Tadmor, the real name of the country. Instead, they should have done kindness to Klal Yisrael. Period. So, what did Shlomo do them? Also, Imoyim Shlomo shebonu lehem krach tadmor, umishem Shlomo no nichtav kam tamur ela tadmor. Kolamar ir chashuva hakol luchvot Shlomo shein kavot Shlomo lemakan habonu krach shemor dubo v'kil kulbo v'alkein kosav tadmor v'loy tamur. This is classic Rashi. Classic Rashi, Divrei Hayamim, what he said so many times in the beginning of Divrei Hayam Aleph, everything about Sefer Divrei Hayam is lichvoidai shel David. Only focus on the good. Don't focus on the bad. If we're going and say, we don't want to make any mention whatsoever that these people rebelled and were a thorn in our side. They rebelled against us. So therefore, we just spell the name of the city the way it is, Tadmar. We don't spell it like in Sefer Melachim, Tamur, and read it Tadmor, because if you would spell it Tamur and read it Tadmor, that would remind us that these people who converted and joined us were traitors. They assisted our enemy, and they were punished in the future by not accepting from them converts any longer. This Sefer Divrei Hayam is only written L'chvoydo Shel David. That's why L'chvoydo Shel Shlomo, we're not going to make mention of that point. Now, how is this Nogea to Chanukah? Because what is the Zman? How long do you light the Neres? How long are the Neres of Chanukah supposed to be lit, to remain lit? Where does that come from? Here from after Shkia. What does it really say in the Gemara? It says the Gemara, until the Tadmoirim are no longer in the street. And let me just show you the Gemara in Chanukah. Let me just take the Gemara in Shabbos to read the Gemara. They sold wood. Let me just get a Gemara Shabbos. Zman. Remember what daf is on? The chaf. Chafalef. Okay, the Zman of Chanukah goes where is it again? Not exactly where it is. Okay, it's taking me too long to find it. But the Zman Chanukah, these were people that sold wood. They sold wood in the street. Why do they sell wood? Because people, you come at night, it's cold. And when it's cold, you need firewood. So they stood in the street and they would sell firewood. So how long would they stand around in the street? Only for about approximately half an hour after it got dark. Because while it's still getting dark, people are not afraid to go out to the street to buy more firewood for the long evening. Once it's already more than half an hour after it gets dark, people are no longer, the Talmudim are no longer in the street, the suppliers of firewood are no longer in the street, so there's no longer any Pursumei Nisa. So the Zman is established by the Talmudim. So it's very interesting is that the Pasuk here mentions that one of the accomplishments of Shlomo in establishing Yerushalayim, establishing the building of the Beis HaMikdash, is Vayivnes Tadmar, Bamidbar, V'yez Kol Orei Mitzvot Asher Bona B'Chamos. It is considered to be a significant Shlemos of the Malchus of Shlomo, and Chanukah represents the concept of the Chanukah, the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Chanukah was. We're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And to a certain degree, just like Shlomo, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't just build the Beis HaMikdash. He built his palace. He went and he settled all of the lands in the Midbar. That's probably the furthest appears that Tadmar was the furthest out land that Shlomo developed. But even as Tadmar Bamidbar, he went so far out to the city of Tadmar in the desert in order to extend the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Chanukah, which is the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the menorah, how far does the Chanukah HaMizbeach go? It's not just located to the Midbar, to the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Heichal. The influence of the Pursumei Nisa relates all the way out into the Midbar. How do we in Halacha express that idea that the Pursumei Nisa of Chanukah goes all the way out to the far, far ends of the earth? The Zman of Hadlaka has to last until the Talmudim are still out in the streets selling wood. So there's a symbolic significance in why the Zman of Chanukah, the Hadlaka, goes as long as those Talmudim are still out in the streets. I don't know if I'm explaining myself clearly. We have here Shlomo, he builds the Beis HaMikdash. But that wasn't the end. That wasn't the end of his role. He built his palace. That wasn't enough. He then has to expand the Malchus. So you build up a city over here, you go to Tsova. Tsova, it's a neighboring country. You conquer Tsova. You bring them in under the mother country. Not finished. Let's now go out into the desert. Let's further extend the influence of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, to the far ends of the earth. Chanukah, what are we doing? We're rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Ozigmar b'shir mizmar Chanukah ha-Mizbeach. The center of Kedusha is the Mizbeach. That's located in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the menorah was lit. But the influence, the aura, has to expand to the entire world. Where is the end of the civilized world? Tadmar. Tadmar is the civilized world. Look at the pasuk in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, in Sefer Melachim. That's for Shlomo. We include that symbolism in the lighting of the menorah. That how long does the Neris of Chanukah have to remain lit? For how long? As long as the Talmudim are out there in the streets selling their firewoods. Because it's a symbolic expression that the influence of Chanukah is not just in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just in Yerushalayim, it's not just in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just the European nations, it's even in America, even in the Midbar. It's gone all the way out to the far ends of the earth. This is one mahalach why the Gemara mentions this funny thing called the Talmudim. Comes right here in Yom Diyoma, Erev Chanukah. Learning over here in Sefer Divrei Hayam. There's another nice drush, very popular drush. There's a lot of the Bali Musar. They would focus on big things today, Shmira Seinayim. We have to be very careful. We have to be very careful what we look at. The Gemara says the Talmudim, they live, their eyes are very slitty. They're very long. Why? The Gemara talks about Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was very good to all different types of people. Everywhere you live, Hashem made the body to adapt in order to live. So certain people, they live along sandy land, so they have certain type of features on their feet, where they're able to live. So the Talmudim, they live, their eyes are all very, very funny. They're slitty, not funny. I just mean that their eyes are very narrow. They're very narrow. Very narrow, because since they live in the Midbar where there's a lot of sand, and if your eyes were round, the sand would get caught in your eyes. So they're made in a way, Hashem made their eyes in a special way. The sand does not get caught in their eyes. So what's the Musar Haskel? Why do we focus on the lining of the Ner Chanukah goes until the Talmudim? Because what's Ner Chanukah? The Or, light. What part of the body is Nene from the light? The eyes. So the Zman goes to the extreme of the Talmudim. Because as far as eyesight is concerned, they are the most extreme. They are the most extreme in that their vision is unique or different in the way their eyes are, Hashem made their eyes, because of their environment. The aura of the menorah has to encompass everyone. Even the Talmudim, whose eyesight, I don't even want to call it limited, was different, even in the extremes. Okay, so this is something which is very significant. Tadmar, that's Rashi, or from Rashi, it's Pasuk Hei Admotzar. Because Shlomo had to go and build fortified cities, because they're on the boundary. Cities that are on the boundary need to be fortified. Homeland security. He's conscripted these Kananim Limalachtoi Binyanoi Lama Ki Higrim Limalachtoi Veloy Anshe Yisrael Lefi Ki Yisrael Hema Anshe Chayil, because Klal Yisrael he needed, they were his warriors, Vyanshe Melchama Vesoy Richbo Pirosh. The reason why he had to go conscript these Pelishtim for his construction purposes was because among the Jewish people there were not enough. The talent and people among Klal Yisrael were needed to serve as soldiers and generals and officers in his army. Okay, so these are a few ideas. Today we'll stop here. So we're up to Pasik Yud.